My message was a message to remember, but to remember the lessons. And to remember what happened, of course, but direct our memory towards what have we learned, how can we use for the good. You know, I wanted to remind the people, let's love each other. If the genocide happened, it's because the people who in the leadership and the people who helped them failed to love one another. What can we do today? Not to love, like just being weak, because sometimes you meet somebody who can easily kill you. We have to be smart. We have to see what's going on, who we're dealing with. But just have good intentions. I remember after the genocide, when my heart was free and I couldn't hate them really, I found forgiveness in my heart. But my reason still wanted them to go to prison. Not what really changed was, before I wanted them to go to prison so that they can hurt. They can see what I went through, they can be beaten up. When my anger was gone, I wanted them to go to prison to protect people, to protect those they can hurt. I wanted them to go to prison to remember what they have done so that they never do that again, so they can change their hearts. So the message is, all of us, when we do wrong, how we can hurt other people, that it can become a genocide or can hurt even one individual. And that's so important. And the unity to love everybody. We discriminate one another for what? We are created by the same God. We cry for the same reason. We laugh for the same reasons. And when we love each other, it's much better. Look, today we are speaking in United States for what happened in Rwanda 20 years ago. People, Americans, are crying here today. That's when you see in a small way what happened to anybody, any country, it affects other people.
And how about for you? How have you managed to rebuild and move forward? What does this 20 years mean for you?
It means for me to keep going and to really care for humanity, to do my part. I don't know when I will die. We all die. But to just continue to do. I have written 7 books, and most of them is about faith, it's about love, and about the genocide in Rwanda, and the lesson we learn, we should learn. And I'm revived. I want to help more those who need help. I want to care more than for those who need care. And I want to write more, because you realize the world is so much one. People are one. When a neighbor hurts, we hurt, and we should take it that way.